The book Hebrews, part 42. I'm Professor Hannes Resenhuis of the First Assembly of Yehoshua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, or maybe the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, the one which was translated by Dr. Joseph Brian Rottenham in 1860, please contact me at my WhatsApp number, +27, international number, 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are to participate in a study, you are very, very welcome. Always very welcome. But please, I urge you, go to part one, start from the beginning, because you have missed quite a bit of information. It's very, very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive all the different notifications of all the other studies that we are busy with. We are busy with quite a few studies on the moment, which is very important. Especially the study, What is Your God's Name? I would urge you to go and start with part one, What is Your God's Name? You will find it on my website. And take it, it's half an hour sessions, maybe you can take one or two sessions a week and just get in the flow of it and do your own study. But please don't stop before you have continued the whole study. So please send this link to your friends and families, everybody that's important. Make sure you have a 1611 King James Bible, a pen and a writing pad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. You're always most welcome. I trust that this study today will be a blessing unto you in the name above every other name, the name Yahushua. Hallelujah. We are going to continue where we left off yesterday morning. And again, I want to just deal with verse 12. Now you've already learned and found that I don't just rush through its scripture. Whenever we need to halt or stay on a scripture, let's stay there as long as the Ruach is dealing with us and Yahweh is feeding us with the bread of life. As many as received Him, Yahushua, to them gave He power to become the sons of Yahweh. So first of all, He came to Israel, they accept Him not. Now Apostle John says that this very Yahushua that came to Israel, He now went to the Gentiles in order for them to receive the message of salvation. To them gave He power to become the sons of Yahweh our Elohim. Sons is a partaker. Sons is one that is going to inherit. Sons, I want to say, and daughters are not people that is beggars. No. We are heirs of every promise of Yahushua. The word says so. Even to them that believeth on His name. He says in verse 13, which were born not of blood, it means of a man. A human man, your father, or your mother, which were not born of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, by will of a man and a woman, nor of the will of a man, this is it, but of Yahweh. We are not here because we are very special. We are here because we were saved by grace. It's grace that saved us. And what is grace's name? Grace has a name. What is His name? Yahushua. How easy is that? So, nor by the blood, nor by the will of the flesh, nor of the will of any, I put in brackets, any man, but of Yahweh our Elohim. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it's actually a privilege for you to listen to this word because Yahweh, our Elohim, has an appointment with you. Verse 14. Now listen to this. He says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. That's John 1 verse 1. And the Word was God. And the Word was God. And He became flesh, and He dwelled among us. Or he was the Word. He was in the beginning. Now and then in verse 4, He became the light of Genesis 1 verse 3 that we have agreed on. There's no two maybes about it. Now verse 14. And the Word, Yahushua, of John 1 verse 1, was made flesh and dwelled among us. Who's us? He's talking about the people 2,000 years ago. And even today, as Yahweh, who are born again out of water and the Ruach, the Spirit, we haven't seen Yahushua like the apostles and the disciples did 2,000 years. But today, He's so real to us. As it is as if we only heard about Him yesterday. It is as if He was in the studio yesterday. We just missed Him. To see Him from face to face. But through the Word, through the Bible, and through the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh, Yahushua became so real to us in this 21st century. It is as we know Him by heart. As we know Him as our friends. And the Word Yahushua was made flesh. You remember that right in the beginning of the Hebrew study where we start, I said that the Bible says that the Word, everything was made by, and we read it, everything was made by Yahushua. It's not by Yahushua. It's for Yahushua. Because He couldn't have made everything. Because He was only, on that stage, He was only in the mind of Yahweh. He was the blueprint. He was the drawing. Go read Hebrew 1 verse 2, 3 or 4. He was in His mind. But being in the mind of Yahweh is nearly the same as being there, as if He was there already. As if He partake in the creation. And the Word Yahushua was made flesh. He became incarnated, flesh. And dwell among us. Now that us was the disciples. And we beheld His glory. Now we, the apostles, beheld His, that His is a capital H, and glory is a capital glory, G. The glory of the Father that shined through Yahushua. How can you spell that with a small G? And we beheld His glory, the glory, capital G, as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, we need to stand still at this scripture. In the beginning was the Word. I told you there's 23 beginnings, different beginnings in the Bible. So, He says that in the beginning was the Word. Which beginning? In the beginning, before even the angels was there. In the beginning, when Yahweh's Spirit dwelled upon the water. In the beginning, when he exalted the angel that became Yahweh Shua, which He begat. We're going to see what He says now as we continue with the scripture. He first Father Yahweh exalted him above all the other angels. He served him. I'm just using the term serve. He exalted, he said, you are my son. You will be my son. Not he was my son. You will be my son, and I will be a father unto you. He wasn't his father before. I will be a father unto you. And he exalted him. He begat him. He gave him a name above every other name in heaven, above all the other angels. And he called him a Elohim. Now he says, and the word Yahushua was made flesh. Then he makes him flesh to dwell on the earth. He couldn't come in a spiritual form. He couldn't come in the form that he was in heaven. He had to take on flesh. And that's why it took Yahweh 30 years from the baby Yahushua to the man Yahushua, who was 30 years old when he started his ministry, as after he was immersed by John the Immerser. 30 years. Why haven't Yahweh called him his son and poured out the Ruach HaKodesh on him before he was immersed? Because that was when Yahweh was also made flesh in Yahushua. He only poured out the right hand of his capacity as Yahweh, the creator of heaven and earth. Isaiah 53 verse 1 to 8. In whom was the right hand revealed? Or the right arm? Why the right arm? The power of authority is in the right hand. That's why two people greet each other with their right hands. And that's why when a man and a woman get married, they give each other the right hand. In which hand do they put the rings? In their right hand. Why their right hand? The arm, the right hand of authority. Where did Yahushua went and sit after he ascended into heaven? On the right hand of the glory of Yahweh, where he intercedes for us today. He is our high priest, but he's also the lamb that was slaughtered for our sins. So, what happened? He was the son, had to become flesh. You will be a son unto me, and I will be a father unto you. And the son, as we learned, was not a little boy. No. He was an angel. In heaven there are no women, lady angels, and men angels, and then baby angels. They are all serving spirits, as the Bible says. Go read John's Hebrew 1, verse 12 to 14. They are messengers. And not once in the whole of the Bible was there a woman sent as an angel messenger. Always men. And the word Yahweh was made flesh and dwelt among us. He had to become flesh. Isaiah 53. But only the right hand. And when John immersed him, and as he got up from under the water, the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, came upon him. And because the right hand was poured into him, not the fullness of the Godhead. Yes, there's a scripture in the New Testament that says, and the fullness of the Godhead was revealed in Yahushua. It's impossible. It's impossible. It's not translated in the right way. If you take Father Yahweh, when Moses asked him, show me my face, and Yahweh says, you can't see my face, you will die. You will explode. You will just disintegrate. You can't even look in the sun for 5 minutes. You go blind. And he just spoke the sun. Can you think how great he is? Can you think how great he is? So how can the whole of the fullness of the body of the Godhead be revealed in Yahushua? Impossible. His little human body would have just disintegrated, exploded. But only the right hand was revealed in him. But that right hand brought so much power that he could call Lazarus from the dead, Jairus' daughter from the dead. He could forgive sin, he could heal the blind, he could heal the leper, he could cast out demons. He did wonders and miracles with only the right hand revealed. Now I want to show you that he only had the right hand. If everything was poured out in him, do you think the Father could have spoke from out of heaven to say, this is my son and who I am well pleased? You understand? The son, is he subjected to the Father? Yes. Was Yahushua subjected to the Father? Yes. Why? Because he only had the power of the right hand. I'm just going to use a percentage here. Let's say that Yahushua received the right hand 10% of the 100% power of Yahweh Elohim. I'm just using an example. He received 10%. But it was enough to do supernatural wonders and miracles. And could he die with the power and the spirit of Yahweh in him? No. But he died on the cross. He died on the cross. He said, Father, in thy hands I laid my spirit. Before he died, he says, Father, in thy hands I laid my spirit. So what did he do? He gave back the 10% of the power of Yahweh Elohim. He gave it back. He was a human person like yourself and me, and then he could die. If he didn't say, Father, in thy hands I laid my spirit, he would have meant that Yahweh El Elohim can also die, and he cannot die because he is the creator of heaven and earth and of the human. By using the words, Father, in our hands I laid my spirit, he subjected himself to the Father and he became like a fleshly born baby, a human, and he could die. Now carry on, read the rest of the scripture. Make your own little study till tomorrow morning in his Father's will. Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.